Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on into the Flight by Yuengling locker room show, folks. The Saints falling 24-10 to the Atlanta Falcons. Black and gold now 2-9 on the season. The Dirty Birds improving to 4-7. We're going to go check back in with the Caesars Superdome. Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister has an injury update for us. Late on us, Deuce.
Yeah, injury update. One was the key one critical for you was Alvin Kamara, losing Alvin with a knee injury. Tackled there by Caden Ellis. Came back in to the game for a little while, but eventually had to leave. Did not return. That was the most serious injury that you had for the New Orleans Saints.
Deuce, we were definitely hoping for this bye week to rejuvenize and kind of give the team a boost going into this game, have a little more extra pep in that step. And I heard you talking with Haas and later in the broadcast talking about that just didn't accomplish the little things a lot in this matchup against Atlanta. Really disappointing all around from the black and gold bunch in this matchup at home coming off the break.
Yeah, I thought that they had pep. I thought that they had plenty of pep. I mean, it's just you didn't execute. I mean, that's the problem. You didn't execute, and so it's hard. And you were wondering, would they be able to take advantage of that break? And what you did do some different things. I mean, there's some different sets. There's some different formations, some different plays that you ran as far as out of certain formations, certain looks, some tendencies that you tried to kind of fix. But when it came down just to executing the smallest of things, you just didn't do a good job of it. I mean, we can talk about kicking, we can talk about being able to finish plays, finish drives. Offensively, you didn't do it. You know, you had the couple of plays right there defensively where they were able to hit you for the explosives on the screen, and then the big play to Mooney, you know. But defensively, you played well. I think you just got worn down a little bit. And offensively, second half, you ran the football. But when it came down to being able to put the ball in the end zone, or when it came time to be able to just, hey, we have to execute on this play, third down, whatever it may have been, you just didn't do it. And so that's the disappointing part.
Also disappointing due to some of the short yardage, lack of success for this black and gold team. And not just this game. We've seen that all season long, I feel like.
Yeah, you can talk about the lack of the success in some of those short yarded situations. When they got the ball, I thought they did a pretty good job at least executing in some short yardage situations. But the critical one was when you couldn't get it in with Tyler Shuck down there at the end zone, and then you had the high snap on the Taysom Hill where he's in the shotgun, so you can't cash in there. And you know, you go with a QB sweep. You try to be able to hit the quarterback or at least the QB sweep pass. They knock it down. And so those type of plays, they end up eventually hurting you. And so Kirk Cousins in the second half, he didn't have to throw it a lot. They didn't have it a lot. You know, I know that the Saints ran 51 plays in the second half. 51 plays offensively. You got 3 points. Three. That speaks for itself.
Well, looking forward, Deuce. You got two. The next two are on the road. But what are you looking for now from this offense? How can they get to be, you know, more consistent about getting into the end zone, being able to execute?
It's doing the little things. I've got to be able to line up right. I've got to be able to execute how the play is drawn up and be able to go and win. And that's what it is. Isn't be able to put you in a little bit of better situations. But at the end of the day, if you don't execute, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's what it comes down to. That's what it boils down to, whether I'm at home, whether I'm on the road. Doesn't really matter. If you can't execute, it does not matter. That's it, period. Now, we can fuss about what plays are being called. We can fuss about, you know, who's in the game and who's not in the game. But for me, whatever we're doing, if it's not executed the right way, it does not matter.
Deuce, always appreciate your thoughts after the game. Thanks so much for joining us, and enjoyed the call with you and Haas. Unfortunately, ended with another loss for the Black and Gold. Thanks for stopping by, though, and we'll be talking soon, getting ready for a road trip out to Florida for back-to-back weeks.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.